Ali Horgan, it was always going to be difficult. Dundalk comfortable winners in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. With all complaints, I think our biggest disappointment is the concession of two goals from corner kicks that we're normally good at defending. And to be fair, the deliveries and the movement and the blockers at Dundalk had in, they, you know, they rotated things and they scored twice from corner kicks and possibly could have scored more. I thought from open play we defended quite well. Patrick McLinney's the pullback for him for the second goal was Dundalk. Yeah, you know, you can't legislate for that. But I thought in general we did as well as we could. But we'll take our Royal, no problem with that. There's a Gulf in standard. There's there'll be a lot of places between us and Dundalk in the league. But unfortunately, we picked up another serious injury at the last minute of the game, which is whatever good we could take out of the game is a little bit taken away with that, you know.
At half time, you must have been reasonably pleased.
Yeah, you know, we knew we'd get a chance, and we did. We got a chance 10 minutes in the second half when Ryan Curran pulled one just past Gary Rogers' post. If it had that gone in, it was probably our only chance, but had that gone in at 1-1, it might have been a different game. But when they got the second, there was a turnover on the right side of midfield where we got caught on the ball. You know, it was a question mark of a free kick, but there's nobody complaining. You know, 3-0 was probably flattering to us to a certain degree, and we'll take it and we'll take our defeat. I think the difficult part for us at the moment is we're now down a third player with two out of three very serious injuries in the last couple of weeks, or last week if you like, and we've got to go and lick our wounds and try and prepare for Shamrock Rovers on Monday.
Richard Brush and goals, Kieran Gallagher, difficulties getting off work, is that the situation?
Yeah, Kieran was unable to get off work. Richard Brush went in and did very well. No problem in that area. You know, we've plenty of experience and quality as in goalkeeping. Probably not as much in areas of the field that, unfortunately, three of our players are now sitting out long term. And unfortunately, Kieran Cowell, we wish him well. He's been taken as we speak to Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda. Just hope he makes a speedy recovery and he'll be okay. But he'll be out for the foreseeable future.
It's a busy fixture list because you've Shamrock Rovers coming up and then, of course, the League Cup the week afterwards. So not a lot of time to get people back.
No, certainly none of those players will be back in that time. We're talking about months here, and that's the disappointing part. It's relentless. It's more physical, faster, stronger, and maybe that's where we've picked up more injuries than maybe we did last year. Look, it's going to be difficult enough to survive here with a full panel. With the way things are going at the moment, it's going to make it hugely difficult. But look, we know what it is. People are saying that I'm playing things down. It is what it is. I'm telling the truth here. And, you know, you saw it firsthand there tonight. There's a massive gap between the best sides and if you like, the worst sides in this division. We need everybody fit to try and compete in it. But unfortunately, that's not the case in the moment.
The last 10 minutes, perhaps lucky not to have conceded a couple more.
Oh, look, the last 10 minutes, absolutely. The last 10 minutes, it was back to the wall stuff. But to be fair to them, they kept their shape, they kept their discipline, and they worked tirelessly. And that's something that they've always given. It came up short tonight. They'll do the same on Monday. We were playing a full-time professional outfit in Shamrock Rovers, who are a serious, serious side. You know, we'll probably be able to rotate a squad from tonight to Monday. But that's it. It's great to be there. But, you know, we need a little bit of luck to fall away as regards injuries at the moment. And unfortunately, that's probably the most disappointing pair going up the road here tonight.
William O'Connor, a coach with Finn Harps, defeat tonight. The guys battled well, but you were always up against it.
We're always up against it, but we contained them fairly well. Disappointed to give away a couple of goals from set pieces. On play and during the game, we seemed to defend fairly well and they didn't really create many chances on open play. But they got their goal in the first 15 minutes, which is a bad time to concede. And the same in the second half, another goal in the first 15 minutes. And again, two set pieces, very disappointing to concede from them. But generally, and play, they played fairly well and contained Dundalk fairly well. But again, disappointing to concede from the set pieces.
Their second goal was the highlight of the game. Not much you could have done about that.
No, well, we gave away the ball on our final third, and they picked it up, and after that it was top class. Patrick McLinney, an excellent finish, the top corner from the edge of the box. But from our point of view, it was disappointing to give away the ball on our final third whenever we had possession, and we weren't under much pressure. So from that point of view, we shouldn't have really conceded, but after that it was a top class finish and an excellent goal.
Richard Brush in the team tonight. He was certainly kept busy, and in the end he did well. The scoreline could have been higher. He was under pressure late on in particular.
Hi, Richard done the for his first game here tonight, and he'd done excellent. He caught a couple of crosses fairly well, made a couple of good saves. His kicking was excellent, and again for the three goals, two set pieces, there's nothing really he could have done about it, but he was fairly decent at the back.
I suppose one of the biggest concerns, the injury list is already growing and we've only had two games.
Yeah, a couple of injuries from last week, Barry Malloy and Sean Houston, two massive injuries. And then again tonight, Kieran Coll in the last, I think it was the 92nd minute, he went down with a bit of a knee injury there, but very, very disappointed. He was one of our better players in the first two games and again one of our main players last year. So we'll see how he gets on with the scan now this evening or tonight, and hopefully it might be too long before he's back in there.
And the game's coming thick and fast. Shamrock Rovers next, and then of course Cockhill Celtic in the League Cup. So there's very little room to recover.
No, there's not much time. Shamrock Rovers on Monday, then we play Sligo next Tuesday or next Saturday, and then against Cockhill then the following Tuesday. So again, it's a lot to do with the players' recovery more than training or whatever. Now to keep them in the best shape for the next game we go on to.